From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The International Monetary Fund has issued the latest world economic outlook that cut growth to 3.2% from the forecast of 3.4% this year, released in January. Maurice Obstfeld is the IMF's chief economist.
Global growth continues, but at an increasingly disappointing pace that leaves the world economy more exposed to negative risks. Growth has been too slow for too long.
He warned the growth rate could worsen as oil prices try to recover from last year's drop. The IMF says the U.S., Japan, European Union, and Southern Africa will all grow more slowly than previously expected. It said China's weakness has had a spillover effect. The IMF cites continued violent instability, the surge of refugees to Europe, coupled with other economic strains, prompting a rising tide of inward-looking nationalism. It also points to the possible British exit from the European Union as potentially damaging to the fragile global economy. Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni Tuesday hailed Libya's nascent unity government as he became the first European diplomat to visit the North African country since the UN-mediated unity government arrived in Tripoli last month. Gentiloni met with the Prime Minister designate Fayez al-Sarraj.
L'Italia farà la sua parte anche raccogliendo come abbiamo fatto.
He said Italy will do its part to gather support for the unity government. He said he expects other diplomats to follow his precedent-setting visit. The Italian diplomat said the establishment of the unity government aimed at ending 5 years of chaos following the ouster of dictator Muammar Gaddafi is, in his words, a game changer. He said he expects foreign embassies to reopen in the near future, but it has not yet received the endorsement of the internationally recognized Libyan Eastern Administration. This is VOA News.